The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
I saw a pale horse,
a beast.
We're told in the Book of Revelation.
This is not a human child.
Isn't an angel?
Satan! Armageddon is almost upon us.
Order the use of nuclear weapons.
The world is a fine place and worth fighting for.
From one end of the world to the other, I will oppose you.
They're here.
Welcome to the end of the world.
Wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities. This is PID Radio.
And from the heartland of America, I'm Derek Gilbert.
And I would be Hopalong Gilbert, right? Yes. Behind you, your sidekick.
Yes. Sharon, actually, as we record this on August the 5th, 2013, Sharon visited the doctor today and...
it really is echoing in here.
Yeah, okay. Playing with the little the effects processor in this little mixer here.
You're having a good time, aren't you?
Yeah. I could set it to monster voice. That'd be pretty sweet.
Let's try it.
No, I didn't make a note of which one that was.
That would have been so good. Anybody who followed my adventures in Colorado knew that I was complaining about my knee back there. It's been bothering me for some weeks, and as you get older, some of the little joints, the wear and tear here, well, meniscus is sort of starting to choke up and break down. But that's okay. It's fixable.
Shows what I know. I thought the meniscus was a kind of, flower.
In science, the meniscus is the little dip at the bottom of, a liquid when you're looking at it. Mm. You measure at the meniscus.
Oh, yeah. It explains the water on your knee.
Yeah. yes, it does. And the water on my brain. Yeah. They're going to be taking a picture of my knee and an MRI, and I've had several MRIs in the past, and the lady asks again, do you have any metal in your body?
and you said,
not that I know of.
Did you search everywhere?
Do you have any missing time?
MRI, take a picture of my brain.
I've got pictures of my brain, but I ain't showing them. It's just crazy up there. You never know what's in there. And, hey, let's get right to the story. What's for dinner?
Ooh, what is for
it
dinner?
It all depends. Is it a, like $120,000 dinner? If it is, it might be stem cell burger.
Yeah.
Yum.
Can
I have GMO fries with that, please?
This is not the kind of thing that Sam Elliott would do the voiceover for. This is genetically, not just genetically modified. This is artificially grown in the lab beef. I'll tell you, it's not going on the grill here. I can tell you that.
Nuh-uh, buddy.
Apparently, this was financed by Sergey Brin, co-founder of Google, who was featured prominently at Google was in my presentation.
And maybe one of these days you'll be in the big room, honey.
That could explain
kicking and screaming
why my laptop went kablooey today. Anyway, Sergey Brin of Google financed this effort to grow meat in the laboratory from stem cells. Cow stem cells, presumably.
One would hope.
No,
wait a minute.
It was.
Are they marketing this as Soylent Green?
It's people. It is apparently being touted as a way to save the world, the starving in the world, which is not a laughing matter.
Costs $123,000, it's just going to be tough.
That's if you have a coupon. It's actually $325 was what I saw. $325,000.
Yeah, well, he got a half off Groupon over there.
He went to Aldi. Ruler Foods had it on sale. The places we shop, yeah.
Actually, we would shop at the Peter Kapp Aldi.
Okay.
Huh? The 12th Doctor.
There we go. Doctor Who reference for you. Yes, Peter Capaldi, who played Frobisher in the Doctor Who spinoff Torchwood Children of Earth miniseries.
He's been in a number of things, including comedic roles. He's a great actor. We're looking forward to that. Yes. But back, I don't think he'd probably... I don't think he'd eat one of these.
Mm-mm. No, this just sounds really very unappealing. Artificially grown, laboratory-grown beef, grown from stem cells... touted as a way to save the earth in a couple of ways, to feed the hungry, but also to grow beef without having a bunch, without having to figure out a way to offset all of that cow flatulence.
That's
yeah.
the claim.
Yeah. So global warming caused by cow farts is apparently when billions of bison roamed the American prairie, they didn't pass gas.
No.
Mm. Well, that is a creepy thing.
And they had garages. And garage sales.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, the big news, at least the distraction of the weekend over this past weekend, was the closure of America's embassies around the world due
what
to the
imminent
terror
about?
Threat. Chatter. They didn't use the word chatter, but they said intercepts.
Yeah, it was just
which
chatter.
Which is a nice way of saying chatter. They believed it was a clear and present danger to American interests, but they didn't know specifically where, so they closed embassies all over the place. In troubled areas, Middle Eastern nations especially, but they have remained closed for several days now because nothing has happened yet. The target date was yesterday, August 4th. They thought, but nothing happened. An official was quoted by one news source as saying that the assets were in place. The team had been selected, and the assets were in place to carry out whatever it was that was supposed to have been done. Yes, Mrs. Gilbert, here.
Does that include the lady who was going to go to the Miss Utah pageant?
An odd little footnote. 18-year-old Miss Utah contestant was arrested over the weekend for joyriding with three friends after purchasing some household chemicals and lobbing the chemicals in what was described in the news story as explosives or bombs at friends' houses, including the ex-girlfriend of one of the boys in the car. So the 18-year-old young lady will obviously not represent Miss Utah in the Miss America pageant because I don't think she's going to become Miss Utah now.
No, don't think so.
That was a bad mistake. So anyway, until something happens, apparently, or until the all clear is given, America's embassies will remain closed from what is called a big and strategically significant threat of terror.
So which embassies were closed?
I would have to look it up. I saw a map, and I should have gotten that information.
I just asked you a question that you didn't have the answer to.
It was more than one. Embassies closed. And we're looking it up now. Shuttering embassies and consulates. Let's see if we can find out. I don't believe it was all of them, but I believe it was... let's see, in response to an intercepted Al-Qaeda message, intercepted among senior Al-Qaeda. The question is this really an intercept, or is this a way to justify the wholesale spying on the world?
Yeah.
Or on all of the United States?
Yeah, because we found out it's everybody.
Right. The National Security Agency. In fact, Congress took a vote a couple of weeks, within the last 2 weeks, on whether to restrict the NSA from continuing the spying program. A vote should not be necessary. The NSA's charter does not allow it to spy on American citizens, and yet it's doing it in violation of its own, I don't know.
Well, they get around that by having another country actually do the actual...
Well, they're not even doing that anymore. I mean,
they're not even pretending.
No. The way they used to get around it was they would have an MI6 officer, mm-hmm. a UK intelligence officer, on the American post, and when the American NSA officer wanted to find out about a specific American target, they would have the MI6 officer run the intercepts or bring up whatever information, while the NSA agent looked over the MI6 officer's shoulders, and we would return the favor at their listening posts over in the UK.
And if they learned too much, they were, just sent off to the island.
Yeah. They're not even pretending anymore. I mean, the information has been out, and we've known this for several years. We've been talking about this since 2006. The first disclosures came in late 2005. There were people who were surprised when I brought this up at the conference in Chicago in April of this year. But it's basically the same presentation I gave in 2010 at the Supernatural Science and Prophecy Conference mm-hmm. in Canton, Ohio. So it's not news.
Well, it's based on that, but you have added so much more to
it. Well,
since
it's
then.
Right. But the basics.
Sad that there's more to add to it.
That's true. And so I'm wondering, is this in fact just a way to justify continuing to spy on everybody? Look, we need to spy on everybody. Oh, because by the way, Congress voted not to shut down the NSA's program. Okay, and now we get this information toward the end of last week. The list of closed embassies and consulates include those in the United Arab Emirates, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Djibouti, Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, in Dubai. So Dubai and Abu Dhabi in the UAE. Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, Dahran, Saudi Arabia, Khartoum, Sudan, Kuwait City, Bahrain, Oman, Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.
Was Sana'a, Benghazi in there?
Tripoli.
Well,
I don't think we've reopened the one in Benghazi.
Oh, that's true. I hadn't thought about that.
Those were the embassies, and four embassies were added to the list, those in Madagascar, Burundi, Rwanda, and Mauritius. So those are the, so again, mostly in Africa and the Middle East. Again, worth asking the question since nothing has happened, and we pray nothing does happen. We truly do.
Amen.
But is it just a way for the government to say, you know, there really is a clear and present danger? You could get blowed up if we don't listen in on all of your phone calls and read all your emails.
And I pray nothing happens, and more than likely after nothing happens, they'll come along and say, well, several things were averted because we did. We were careful, and we heard the chatter.
Yeah, which no doubt will be the story. Meanwhile, agents of the United States Drug Enforcement Agency, the DEA, have been running a secret program to funnel information from intelligence intercepts, wiretaps, informants, and a massive database of telephone records. Sounds like the PRISM program from the NSA.
Yes.
They've been funneling this information, which the NSA, by the way, has admitted that they are sharing with the FBI and CIA. One NSA officer called it, or official called it, a team sport, this intelligence sharing. DEA has been sharing information from intelligence intercepts with authorities across the nation to help them launch criminal investigations on Americans. These cases rarely involve national... This is from Reuters, by the way, a special report by Reuters. Although these cases rarely involve national security issues, documents received reviewed by Reuters show that law enforcement agents have been directed to conceal how such investigations truly begin, not only from defense lawyers, but sometimes from prosecutors and judges. So in other words, information illegally obtained by spying on Americans, which the NSA is not supposed to do, or the CIA for that matter, funneled to local law enforcement so they can bust some guy for running drugs, and then the local guys are instructed by the feds on how to reconstruct a trail of evidence so that they don't disclose to the defense attorneys or the judges or prosecutors that, hey, we actually got this information from a wiretap on and that wasn't supposed to be there.
Revisionist chain of evidence?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, how creative.
Yep.
And that may explain why shortly after 9/11, lots of writers in Hollywood were asked to help out with the FBI at that time and the CIA in constructing scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
They're inventive.
Yes, they are. And it's apparently been working. A Harvard Law School professor who served as a federal judge for about 17 years reviewed this and said, quote, "I have never heard of anything like this at all. It's one thing to create special rules for national security. Ordinary crime is entirely different. It sounds like they are phonying up investigations," end quote. Well, this is a special division of the DEA called the Special Operations Division, or SOD. And partner agencies comprise the unit, including the FBI, CIA, NSA, the IRS, and the Department of Homeland Security. This unit was created in 1994 to combat Latin American drug cartels and has grown from several dozen employees to several hundred. Can you say mission creep? And SOD's work apparently is classified, even though they're going after domestic, run-of-the-mill crime, apparently.
How very strange.
Yeah. A document presented to DEA agents reads, quote, "Remember that the utilization of SOD cannot be revealed or discussed in any investigative function." So again, SOD is a collaborative...
computer's going to go down.
Yeah, yeah. SOD is a collaboration between the Drug Enforcement Agency, the FBI, CIA, NSA, IRS, and the Department of Homeland Security. They're working together. Apparently, it sounds to me, and we need to do a little more digging into this, but it sounds to me like the information that the NSA has been collecting from PRISM, when it serves the purposes of the DEA or the FBI, is funneled to those agencies and used.
If you help us, and we help you.
Why, of course. We'll be helping each other.
Almost like an alliance.
You could say that.
As if we were actually working together.
Atmospherium for me, atmospherium for you.
Some for you and some for us. Each of us would have it.
We will split it, I suppose your Earth slang would say.
Which is a violation of what we thought were our constitutional rights.
Yes, that's true. However, the government might argue that we're just being really green. We're recycling everything from department to department. Mm-hmm. We're not throwing out anything.
Well, it's nice to know that at least some of this information they're collecting is actually useful. You know, and the sad thing is that a lot of Americans, when they hear about something like this, would just say, well, as long as they're going after bad guys, what's the problem? If you're not doing anything wrong, what do you have to worry about? That's all right until they start coming after you.
Exactly. You know, the spies are interesting bunch. Mm-hmm. If you go back many, many years to see what everybody, because it's often 50 years later that you actually get some of the truth. Okay, we admit that we did the nose back then.
Uh-huh.
Did you know that the modern art movement was actually funded by the CIA?
Oh, you're kidding me.
No, I love this. Because I've never quite understood modern art. I really don't.
Me neither.
Oh, this is a cow eating grass. Well, it's just an empty canvas. Why should he hang around when the grass is all gone?
Yeah. I don't know art, but I know what I hate.
Well, that's kind of what President Truman said in the 50s. He said, he's quoted as looking at modern art and saying, if that's art, then I'm a hottentot. You gotta love that. Yeah. But the article says, as the artists themselves, many were ex-communists, barely acceptable in the America of the McCarthyite era, and certainly not the sort of people normally likely to receive U.S. government backing. But apparently they were supported by the CIA to make Russia look foolish and old-fashioned, because the art mode in Russia at the time, the style was very, very structured, very mm-hmm. realistic. They were stuck in the past. So this ridiculous expressionist hottentot stuff, uh-huh. Truman, I love you, was actually funded by the CIA so that we would look progressive.
That's hysterical.
I know. And by doing that, they actually paid to bring communist artists over here from Russia who weren't allowed to express themselves over there.
Oh, wow.
So there you go.
We have a modern art gap.
That is essentially what they were trying to instill, a modern art gap for Russia to jump on. I'm sure that they just looked at it and said, in Russian, if that's art, I'm a hottentot.
We have to go to ArtCon 3. Well, speaking of the CIA, this is kind of a disturbing story. And this leads to another question. So we can get two stories for the price of one just here, at least two thoughts for the
Groupon.
Price of one. This came out on Friday that up to 35 CIA operatives were on the ground in Benghazi when the consulate was attacked.
Get out.
No. This has been disclosed. And the circumstances of the attack, according to the report from The Telegraph, and CNN, to their credit, has been taking the lead on this story. But that again, leads me to, knowing as we do that stories have been released over the past 10 years of intelligence operatives literally working inside the newsroom at CNN. So CNN reported that a CIA team was working in an annex near the consulate on a project to supply missiles from Libyan armories to the rebels in Syria. Sources said that more Americans were hurt in the assault, spearheaded by suspected Islamic radicals, than had been previously reported. CIA chiefs were actively working to ensure the real nature of its operations in the city did not get out. And in fact, there have been claims by some Republican congressmen that when they try to find these guys in Walter Reed Hospital, they go back the next day, they're gone, no record of them ever having been there, their names are being changed. These people who were hurt in the attack in Benghazi are being hidden by the government of the United States because they don't want it to get out that we were trying to run guns from Libya to Syria in an operation that was bollocksed by Islamic jihadists, ironically, who may have been linked, at least ideologically, to the rebels in Syria that we were trying to get the guns and missiles to. What a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive. So that's what's going on there. Now, here's the thing that leads to my question, the second part of this. It seems the last 9 months, say, since the Benghazi story first broke, there's been a ping pong of stories reflecting poorly on the CIA and on the NSA going back and forth. Okay, you got the CIA story with, the consulates attacked in Benghazi. Oh, wait, they aren't just diplomats. These are intelligence guys who messed up and who's responsible. Then the NSA is spying on everything you do. And then the CIA. Oh, wait, we've got it. You almost wonder, is there a turf war being played out through the media between the NSA and the CIA? I just wonder. I needed to, again, this is something I'm just speculating about. I don't have a firm grasp of the evidence or the stories because, honestly, just been too busy to follow the stories in detail. But we don't normally see, unless my memory is failing here or I'm just not thinking
who are you?
Clearly enough. Yeah. Did you check everywhere? But it seems to me this is just an odd year for news about the intelligence communities and back and forth, the NSA getting catching flack and you know the stories coming out leak after leak and the stories, the thing that really raises my spidey sense here and make this start to tingle is that, as we mentioned earlier in this show, that the news about the NSA spying is not really news. It's been out for almost 8 years.
Yeah.
I mean, Barack Obama campaigned in 2007 to eliminate immunity for the big telecommunications companies. So he knew about it. Anyone who's paying attention has known about this for years. Why is it a big story now? Is it because the CIA is a little ticked off that the NSA has sort of taken over as the spies in chief?
I think they've always been the spies in chief. I remember back during the Oliver
North
trials, that it was, at that time, the NSA, to me, was a new organization, wasn't new at all. Yeah. But I thought, where'd this group come from? Are they a spinoff of who's funding this? And it became clear that the NSA was sort of the go-to for black ops. And that doesn't mean that the CIA have their own black ops. But it was interesting to see that it was almost like a secret club of spies. You know, if you're really an elite, then you end up going to the NSA. And it's all, you know,
no
hidden money.
Such agency.
No such agency.
Yeah. Well, anyway, just an interesting piece of the puzzle that's come out about what we were really doing in Benghazi, first of all. And secondly, we're just curious about, you know, the series of stories that have come out slamming the NSA for its spying and then coming back out now the CIA catching, getting caught with his hand in the cookie jar, so to speak. In fact, Hillary Clinton was asked by Senator Rand Paul when being questioned about Benghazi, asking about gun running, and Hillary deflected the question by answering, "You'll have to direct that question to the agency that ran the annex." In other words, not the State Department.
Right.
There may be more to come on this particular story.
Well, I suspect there is. I have one more story to do before we leave today.
Fire away.
Let me know when we're close to.
Fire away.
We were talking about leaks and you know, spying and things like that. And did you know that a security company called TrustWave issued a warning recently about potential bathroom breaches of luxury Satis smart toilets? Did you know your toilet could be hacked?
No.
The toilets can be controlled, you see, using an Android app. But the Bluetooth PIN number is hard-coded to 4 zeros. Just knowing that code number means the awesome power of the Satis could fall into evil hands.
So wait a minute. Now, what does a smart toilet do?
Well, the Android app lets toilet aficionados trigger activities such as flushing and playing music. Well, if a malicious hacker got in Bluetooth range and took control of your toilet, all sorts of havoc could ensue. You might have to listen to the combined sounds of Justin Bieber and constant flushing while you are trying to read your book.
That's somehow appropriate. Well, I see. I was wondering if that had something to do with the toilets in...
It gets better.
Oh, okay.
Attackers could cause the unit to unexpectedly open, close the lid, activate bidet or air dry functions, causing discomfort or distress to the user.
Yeah.
I say, if you've got a toilet with its own Android app, you deserve it.
That's right. Especially after the revelation of 2 weeks ago that the NSA has actually written software... for the Android operating system that it says will soon be included in every smartphone, refrigerator, automobile, and perhaps smart toilet. Okay, well, that means our tablets are going to get shut down later today.
Yeah, well, and the toilet. No, we've got a dumb toilet. What am I saying? Right.
Yes, there are just some... You know, that's one thing I find disturbing about going into modern men's rooms is that almost everything is automated these days.
I know. You pass your hand over something.
Right. It sprays it with water. It dries it off. I'm just thankful there are still some things that they do not automate. They just leave to you.
We must be done because Sam just came over and started licking my hand.
Yeah. Well, oh, by the way, I've got to say a couple of things.
Going to lick your hand.
Thank you to Bob Ulrich and Gary Stearman.
Absolutely. We had the best time.
Yep. The Prophecy Summit in Pikes Peak was wonderful, wonderful. 1,100 people attended, and we understand nearly almost twice that many watched on the live stream. We understand that there were some glitches in the stream, but that was not the fault of TechWorks, Multimedia, or the guys
on
the
site. Or the hotel.
Server in Texas went kablooey.
Went down. The next one, by the way, is going to be in March, and that's in Florida.
Yeah, Orlando, Florida. The Renaissance SeaWorld Hotel, March
22nd, Orlando. 24th, something like
somewhere
that.
Somewhere in there. We'll post that information at PIDradio.com. We will be there. We've already got it on the calendar, and there will be another in Pikes Peak again next year, Colorado Springs, in July. So,
I just pray my knee is up to it by March.
That's right. Well, we didn't do any mountain climbing when we were there, and we probably won't do it even if our knees are all healthy next year. So they look pretty through the window.
Very
nice. So, anyway, yeah, just a wonderful time there, and the interviews that I conducted for the DVD sets, the audio of those interviews will be available, and they'll be posted at View from the Bunker over the next couple of months, a couple of week. In fact, the first two are already up. The first one was with you.
And, it was fun. Then, I love talking to you.
Me too, you. And then a roundtable. In fact, we were kind of laughing at the end of the interview because we basically did the interview for the DVD, the video interview, like we do this, and we got done with it. We were just laughing. Well, we'll see if they bothered and if they even include that on the DVD, because it's just,
especially since I'm barefoot.
Yeah, all the guys would just be going, ew. Anyway, so vftb.net for all of those. I'll have the interview with Bill Salas on his analysis of what's going on in the Middle East right now. That'll be posted by tomorrow.
It was so cool. And I have to say, one of my favorite things at that conference was the replica of the Shroud of Turin.
Oh, yes.
And the conversations with Russ and Bill?
Russ Brialt and Barry Schwartz.
Barry.
Yeah. Those guys were amazing. Also got to talk to, many, many interesting conversations over the course.
And we'll talk more
about
that as you start to roll out the audio clips.
And one other thing, Windows 8.
Sam, bite it.
Yeah. If you are thinking about purchasing a new computer, desktop, laptop, if it comes preloaded with Windows 8, run, don't walk, run away. Find a used one on eBay with Windows 7. Do not get Windows 8.
No, they released that way too soon. Either that or they intended for it to be open source unfriendly.
Yeah. And what started the process that led to the what appears to be the bricking of my laptop was a problem that manifested after
we came back. It wasn't really working very well anyway.
Yeah, after we came back from Colorado Springs, I noticed it was starting to get slower and slower.
We're talking really slow.
It would hang for a couple of minutes
singing,
at a time.
Daisy.
What are you doing, Dave? And it appears to be a problem that has been known with Windows 8 for the last 18 months. In fact, there were beta releases where this was a problem, where when you run the task manager and look at the processes that are running, the write-to-disk reports, it basically it shows that the system is using 100% of its disk writing capacity, almost as though it's swapping huge amounts of information to the hard disk and back.
Almost
even
as
though
if
nothing
it's...
is happening, according to the task
well,
manager.
That's what they want you to think.
Yeah.
The irony, and praise God, it happened... After, yeah, but you had all sorts of, 26 interviews or something?
Yes.
The audio from all of those on that laptop.
13 hours of audio.
You had removed all of that and transferred it to one of our desktops.
Yeah.
And it's even saved. Did you save it to the cloud, too?
Yes.
But anyway, we've got copies of it, and the bricking of the laptop made no difference whatsoever, so we were laughing.
Ha-ha! So anyway, and the actual bricking took place when we tried to replace Windows 8 with Linux. Apparently, the new version of Windows, you got to reset the BIOS. No, there is no
BIOS. There is no BIOS
on Windows 8.
It's UEFI now. It's an entirely different background system that considers anything other than Windows
a virus. Yeah, so the computer rewrote Windows on itself, and then now it's in a terminal loop.
And now it did a self-lobotomy.
That's essentially what it did.
It just winks at you.
Pretty paperweight. So anyway, Windows 8, run away. Until next time, I'm Derek Gilbert.
I'm Sharon Gilbert. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening. PID Radio is a production of the PID Radio Network, a division of Gilbert House. Please visit our website at PIDradio.com, where you'll find show notes and links to connect with us on Twitter and Facebook. We wish to thank all those who help undergird and underwrite our ministry through prayers, feedback, and donations. To contact us directly, email us at radio@peeringintodarkness.com. Opening music adapted from The Alchemist's Tower by Kevin MacLeod, www.incompetech.com. Closing music, New Day Coming by Steve Grace, stevegrace.com. Content, copyright Gilbert House, and is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derives 3.0 Unported License. For more information, see creativecommons.org.
Gonna step up to the microphone, say it loud and clear.